Well, there
I'm like a damn juror in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah. That's like, this is the worst thing I've ever experienced in 74 years of my life.
Mm.
I said, well, it could be worse. I could be hung with you.
So, you doing all right today, Ray?
I'm doing really good. I just left Lake Martin, managing the house up here. We're going to put their new floor in about a week and a half, heading to Millbrook to measure another one. So, yeah, we're really busy right now, running around all over the place with this mobile showroom of mine. And that way people aren't having to drive to Prattville and get out and about. We're taking care of all that for them.
Well, and so you are still taking calls at 285-8117. Free. Yes, free in-home consultation. You bring the samples in, and you're very much COVID compliant. You're doing all the hygienic things necessary, right?
Absolutely. But hey, I got a bigger problem than all this. Today is April Fool's.
Yep.
And I didn't know anything about it. I got up this morning, and the girls and Andy got me really good twice. And I can't come up with a good idea to get them back.
Okay.
Any thoughts?
Yeah.
What did they do to you?
Okay, so they put Vaseline on my door handle.
Yeah.
So I walk outside, and I had my coffee in one hand and my briefcase between my legs trying to open the door. And then I had Vaseline, and they're sitting there videotaping it.
Of course.
Laughing the whole time. And then they put crackers in my shoes. So yeah. When I slid my shoes in, it just, it got all over the socks and my I'm like, guys, it's too early in the morning to be doing this.
Okay.
I'm thinking about waiting about 6 days and doing something to them and tell them I got my days messed up.
A good revenge, especially if you have all women in the house. I grew up with all women in the house.
All women in the house, absolutely.
Lift up the toilet seat all the way up. Take you some cling wrap, saran wrap, and wrap the base of the toilet seat. Then put the base of the toilet, and then you put the toilet seat back down. And when they go to use the bathroom, they'll lift the toilet seat. It's a nice clear view, so they assume that their saran wrap is not there. And when they go to the bathroom, they kind of realize.
Sounds like you've done this before.
Oh, yes, I have.
You know, I've done that before to Angie's sister, Kristen, years ago when we were dating. That was 25 years ago. And Angie told me if I ever did that, she reminded me who Lorena Bobbitt is.
Okay, maybe we need to back off a little bit.
We can't do that one. No. I'm not taking a chance. Well, I sleep hard.
At least y'all don't own tigers or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. No. She's got a little bit of a mean streak to her.
Yeah, I see that. You might want to just ride this out then.
I think I'm just going to let it go and say y'all got me.
That might be a best
idea. Without a doubt, yeah. I think that's what's going to happen. But hey, listen, if y'all need a new floor, we would really appreciate a phone call to 285-8117. Like I said, we're coming to you guys. We're pricing it all out, letting you keep the products overnight to look at them, and that way you'll have the price and the product, and you and your husband or your wife can sit down and talk about everything, and then call us back, and we can do everything over the phone.
That's right.
Fantastic. Appreciate it, Ray.
Take care, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy.
And y'all be sure when you call that number, 285-8117, that you tell the guys that Ray... You heard them here on News and Views. So, Jack, we got to hit another, finish out the rest of this break, and we'll come out and open up the second hour. How about that?
That'll be just lovely, Joey.
Why do you sound sarcastic when you said just lovely?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that some things haven't changed.
Right.
Yeah, really.
We'll be right back, folks. Jack and I are going to have talk off air. Be right back.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going, but with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it. honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
Get on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Ernest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously,
he's... Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 25 Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
To your butts.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, my co-host, Jack Campbell on the phone. And Eddie Bader in studio.
Hey, all you cool cats and kitties.
Jack, how you doing?
Jack. Can you turn his mic on?
Yeah, it's on. Maybe.
All right. My fat cheek had hit the mute button.
On your face, right?
So I had muted myself out of the conversation, as usual.
I was like, did he fall asleep?
That's what I was wondering. Passed out?
No.
Day drinking starts early.
Last night I slept like a log.
I slept pretty good, too. I'm actually on this CBD, self-administered kind of CBD treatment. I'm really liking it. Morning and night helps me sleep.
Helps you sleep good?
Helps with the aches and pains from workouts.
I'm on the NyQuil treatment. It's working pretty good for me.
Yeah. Careful with that, though.
I've been doing it for like 15 years. So.
All right. Still, careful with that, though. It's that 16th year where it really gets
you. Oh, that's what it's going to kick in? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Do you take
anything? Nothing wrong with a little cough medicine to get you going.
No, I tell you what. NyQuil is dangerous when you first start it, though, because where you do that shot at, that's where you're going to wake up at the next morning, because it drops you like a log, man, just boom. So if you do that shot in the kitchen, That's where you're going to wake up.
You take anything, Jack, to help you sleep at night?
Every now and then, like maybe once every couple of months, I'll take, it only takes me one, like one Tylenol PM.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it puts me down. If you can put all this down in one little pill, I'm all for it.
I'm the same way, Jack. I'm like a moose, man. I got to be darted, then I can drop.
Yeah, I do like 20, 25 milligrams of CBD, mix some water, chug that real quick, and then I take two like melatonin things, so just a little bit of that.
I do a 10-second shot of NyQuil.
Oh, man. All right. 272-9228, how do you sleep in these troubled times? We've got a trusty caller, regular listener, good friend. Randall's on the phone. You're on with Jack Campbell on the phone, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, man.
I'm fine. How you doing?
Before we get to Mr. Jack Campbell, what do you use? I mean, what is the name of it, if you don't mind? I mean, you just saying CBD, but there's so many and so much and so many people out. You know, I mean, trust is a big thing. I just don't want to go grab it from the gas station, you know? So can you give me a hint of how you sleep?
I'm trying to think of the brand name. It's the Your CBD Store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, talking about, man, that's all I need to do is just drive to Montgomery. Since I get traded one of my doctor's appointments, I can just drive there.
There you go.
But, man. I mean, because I can't say I've tried everything if I hadn't tried everything, I guess. So I lied to the doctor because I hadn't tried yours, but I'm going to get it.
There you go. Give it a try.
Jay. Yeah. Jay.
Yes, sir?
Man, if you ain't in the bathroom and you ain't watching the news, this what the hell are you doing? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, you don't have to come to radio store, the radio no more. I mean, are you trying the other side? I mean, or can we talk about it?
Randall, that is not to talk about on this radio. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, I've actually been reading. I've been reading a lot, and I haven't had a drink at home. You know how it is.
Maybe bring one by?
I don't like drinking alone.
That's why I said I'll bring one by.
It's a good policy, though.
But yeah, but I mean, I don't want you hanging around. Get the hell out of here.
We'll drink the window.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you can leave the window. Andy can drop it off and leave, and then I'll come drink with you, and you leave the window down, and then Joy can come by, and you can open the door. I mean, it's kind of a three-step process to get you back into humanity. I mean, we can't just leave you out there by yourself watching the Tiger thing, because it sounds like that is not... Y'all cut that off. I mean, y'all talk about people watching the news. Y'all might want to cut the Tiger King off. I mean, I love you, but please, man, don't be there by yourself now. That's why I was trying to get out of you. Don't sit in that house. I don't care. Corona, flu, don't sit in that. And to the lady who called in a while ago, you don't want to laugh and joke because that ain't left my mind since the call, but
right.
I would come by and bring $10 to the radio station right now, and if everybody would do it, and we'll get, let her rent the oxygen. I mean, if you got the whole outfit, I mean, the whole thing, if we get her the whole outfit, who can stop her? And then she just passes it on, you know, we get it iced. I mean, them things ain't cheap, but they can't stop her from going to that hospital if it's known that she cannot contract nothing, can't bring nothing. So let's get her the outfit she needs to go in there and see. Because, I got a bad feeling what they're doing.
Already?
They don't want nobody to see it because they're chopping this up to the coronavirus. And, they, you know what I mean? And they don't want you to resuscitate because they want to put one more mark on that damn list. Now, I'm down to get the lady the thing. It's like, man, it's $1,800 probably the cheapest we're going to come out. And y'all just tell me where to bring the money.
Well, Randall, as usual, your heart's in the right place, brother. Always.
Jack, I'm coming. When she gets through that suit, the whole reason so I can come see you, baby. And we can cut a hole in it by then. Love you, baby.
See you, man.
Thanks, Randall.
Thanks, Randall.
Yeah, heart in the right place.
Yeah.
But these are... unprecedented times.
Oh, no doubt. Unprecedented.
It's really frustrating. And you would think, during unprecedented times, we'd have some normalcy and some humanity, some civility when it comes to the usual political games, but no.
No.
However, you know, there's one thing I've been kind of dragged along kicking and screaming into the arms of President Trump. For instance, you know this about me, Jack, where the president first said the enemy of the people, the press, the fake news.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, that's a little over the top. And the more I've watched these folks, especially in the midst of this crisis, I'm like, he's absolutely right.
Come around.
You remember the story about the woman who gave, I got to be careful. I'd say that woman, that broad, the woman who had her and her husband drink the fish tank cleaner because it had chloroquine phosphate in it.
Anything with phosphate, don't drink.
Well, somebody did a little bit of digging, and they found that that couple, and the woman in particular, had a history of anger issues, mental challenges.
Sure.
They were talking about getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So it leads, nothing's been proven, nothing's necessarily been alleged, but it would behoove, say, a national press outlet to ask a few more questions before you put somebody on the national news broadcast saying, it's because of President Trump that I poisoned and killed my husband and myself.
Right.
Like, good God.
Can you try to have less ownership over the situation you created? You're going to blame it on somebody else. That's just absolutely insane.
And so one of the biggest offenders, and CNN, after the Mike Lindell thing, the MyPillow guy coming out and saying, read your Bibles and pray to God, stick by your family, and Donald Trump's a great president. A lot of the media went apoplectic and like, why are we even running these press conferences?
Yeah.
Why are we even showing this?
Just a big Trump rally.
Yeah. There's no news here, really. Why can't we just be the gatekeepers instead of showing people what actually happened?
Mm-hmm.
Don Lemon was saying that crap last night.
I can't stand that guy.
So one of the biggest offenders really is CNN and Jim Acosta in particular. Now, yesterday we played the exchange between Acosta and Trump. There was another one. Yesterday afternoon, evening. But of all people, it didn't really require Trump to shut down Acosta.
Oh yeah.
It actually was Dr. Fauci who had the best line, and he did it in a very clinical way, if you will.
I certify you to be an idiot.
Right. So let's start. It's long, so we'll probably stop and start it, but you'll get the flavor of what Acosta's trying to do right from the get-go here. Let's take it away, Mr. President.
This may be an uncomfortable question, but what would the models have looked like that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci showed us if we had started these social distancing guidelines sooner in February or January when China, South Korea were doing those sorts of things?
Well, I'm going to let that man answer that.
In terms of what information we're getting from them, but if we had started these practices sooner, could these models be different right now?
I'm going to let him answer the question, but remember this, and again, I say it. And everybody says it. You know who says it better than anybody is Dr. Fauci. I had a decision to make. Maybe it was my biggest decision. China was heavily infected, and thousands of people were coming from China to the United States. And against the wishes, not even wishes, but they disagreed with the decision, I made a decision to stop China from coming in. Took a lot of heat, even from China. They weren't exactly happy. I just made a trade deal. A big one, $250 billion trade deal, and I'm shortly thereafter saying you can't come into our country. That was a big decision. That was earlier than the date you're talking about. So that was a big decision. That was probably, and by the way, not because I did it, that was probably the biggest decision we made so far. But if you look at the one graph, the problem New York has is New York started late, but the other ones didn't start so late. Now, New York is also more complicated because, you know, for obvious reasons, but it got a late start. But do you want to maybe answer those questions?
I don't know if you can go back to slide two, because I wanted to explain two things that I think is really important, because we had a lot of questions about mortality and what it meant. Okay. See this confidence interval?
All right. I'm gonna pause it there. Because it's not great for radio when a doctor is trying to explain a complicated projection model using a slide. But essentially what she's saying is that we have our projected line, and because of how statistics work, it could be higher, it could be lower. We're trying to move that barrier down further and further. And what she goes on to say is what we need really to understand and to actually answer your question, Jim, if what your question is for is good information, not just a gotcha to say there's blood on your hands, Mr. President.
Yeah.
What we need are these tests that can test antibodies. So if, in fact, this virus had been around a long time, maybe earlier quarantining or these mitigation methods would have been effective in stopping the spread in places like New York City. But we don't know, and it's quite possible that this wasn't here. And when the president decided to shut down travel, I mean, he saved a lot of lives. And early quarantine, mitigation, stop the spread efforts wouldn't have helped. So I find, you know, when you're asking a question, and I try to do this on the show, I try to ask a question so I get good information or at least some sort of entertaining answer. Acosta, every damn day, is how can I make the president look bad?
I'm surprised he didn't have his own website that's called What Did Trump Do Wrong Today? Because all
he's just confrontational. I think that's just his nature. But like I said, none of these guys that have been disrespectful to Trump would have ever been disrespectful to Barack Obama.
Oh, no way. Or a lot of them wouldn't be that way towards Bush either. They just started this when Trump came in, and I don't know if they all got together and said, hey, we are going to, you know, give this guy heck from the get-go. But that's been their mantra, and that's what they've done from the get-go. Right.
Well, and it seems like Trump's getting better at this. I think he was still stuck in, like a lot of us were, very much political mode with the impeachment going on, with the usual haranguing from the press.
Mm-hmm.
I think he even a week or two ago was somewhat stuck in that mentality. Now that we're starting to understand the problem a bit more, and this is a real problem, not a political problem, not a messaging PR problem and a twisting arms in a political fight problem. It is an actual practical problem, a natural disaster. So that takes a different type of approach. And I think Trump, as we understand this more, is getting better at just how he presents himself and presents the problem and what we're going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems quite on top of it, actually.
To me, I'm telling you, I feel more confident of the leadership we have today than I've had in probably the last 10 or 12 years. Well, I know the last eight years. But.
And I'll say the changes happened the last week or two. When he did that address from the Oval talking about shutting down Europe, I thought that was clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the best speech he's ever given and didn't inspire confidence in me right in that moment.
Nor in the market.
But say the last couple, last you say two or three press conferences, I think Trump has been quite on top of things.
As good as anybody I could ever want in there, as far as I know right now, I haven't seen all these things that he's doing wrong that people are complaining about. He's handling this crisis as he is only human. He's handling it as well as any human can.
$64,000 question that's going to be, if this stuff is still around in August and, things have, the election is approaching, will people feel more confident in Trump as the leader of the nation or in Biden?
Okay. I'm telling you, Jack.
And when you hear Biden stumbling over words and trying to remember things, I think there's a marked difference.
Yes.
And people may not love Trump, but I think in the final analysis, they're going to trust him to lead us through this more than they would Biden.
Sure, whether they admit it or not, I think.
Right.
And let's talk about Biden for a second. Where's he been the last few days?
I mean, he's in his home studio doing interviews.
Right.
I mean,
still looking like a buffoon, though. In a controlled environment like that, he still can't get it right.
Well, and this is happening, recently this week, and we'll have to get him on our show, but Jeff Sessions was on Tuesday or on Monday, and Tommy Tuberville was on Tuesday with Dan Morris, and I'm sitting here listening to that. Even these candidates, like, because you're not running the show, because you're not actually in power having to administer the response, what you have to say is never going to be as powerful, as important as the person actually in charge of the situation. So you got to be careful there. And Biden sort of stepping out, trying to criticize the president, a lot of the times the response is, well, they're already doing that, Joe.
Right. That's how far behind. That's what I mean. In this controlled environment that I know he's surrounded himself by, he's still a moron.
Right. So go ahead, Jack.
No, I was just going to say, I just think that people who focused on Biden, see, this is the biggest roll of the dice with Biden, is you never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
You can script him and think you're controlling him, but he is still prone to make big gaffes. some people, you know, at first, oh, that's just old Joe, and people laugh. But I think people are starting to get a little bit of concern for his inability to remember things.
Right. I want somebody to ask him, is he going to be Hillary Clinton's running mate? Because I'm telling you, that snake is coming out of the grass.
Well, and now Governor Cuomo is really stealing his thunder. If not,
he is.
The governor of, Gretchen Whitmer? I'm trying to remember her name. The woman.
Yeah.
Out of Michigan, the governor, the lady governor.
The bright one.
And then Gavin Newsom. I mean, the people actually in charge of the situation are the ones stealing the spotlight, and that's just the reality.
That's true.
You're on the outs and you're just running for office, there's not much you can say other than sort of aspirational things.
Right.
So, and Biden has been trying to be this critical Trump's incompetent sort of case. It's what he's making before this crisis. And it's just not holding up, and the polls are reflecting that. But here is Dr. Fauci. After Dr. Deborah Birx, talks about, hey, we need more information on the antibody testing to see how, in fact, early this virus was here in the United States.
Okay.
Fauci takes the podium, and this is where he kind of, you have to pay attention, though. Pay attention, folks. This is where he smacks Jim Acosta.
Underscore what Dr. Birx was saying. If there was no virus in the background, there was nothing to mitigate.
Right.
If there was virus there that we didn't know about, then the answer to your question is probably yes. Now, the only trouble with that is that whenever you come out and say something like that, it always becomes almost a soundbite that gets taken out of context. But I think that's very important what Dr. Birx has said, is that if there was covert infections here that we didn't know about, and we didn't mitigate them, then they would have made a difference. If there was virtually nothing there, then there's nothing to mitigate. And I don't know the answer to your question.
But we were watching South Korea, and China and Italy, and we weren't taking action when those countries were spiking. Sure.
In a perfect world, it would have been nice to know what was going on there. We didn't, but I believe, Jim, that we acted very, very early in that.
We had adequate testing.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But you can see what Acosta's trying to do. You know, if he had acted earlier, you know.
And he said, in a perfect world?
Yeah, that's not the world we live in.
And, Mr. Acosta.
Yeah, I think there is a role, obviously, for reporters to ask tough questions, sometimes questions that are uncomfortable.
Sure.
And reflect negatively on people in power trying to get out a good message. But when you do every damn day, you are playing gotcha games and playing administration officials against one another, and you're not actually looking for information. You're looking for, as Dr. Fauci said, a soundbite you can take out of context to use as a political tool. Just stop it, CNN. It's not helping anybody. It's not even helping you guys.
Oh, no, it's making them look worse. But I think Acosta, too, it's inflating his ego. I think it's becoming an ego thing with him.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jack?
Well, I agree with what you guys are saying. I mean, and Gauci was, he was right. And he said, you know, based on the information we had, which, of course, we all know the Chinese were not exactly forthcoming about what was going on. So we acted as quickly as we knew it was going to be a crisis, you know.
Well, I think the Chinese government actually admitted that today. Yesterday.
Let's send Jim Acosta over there for a deep undercover, you know, find out. You know, go, Jim, go.
That'd be a great idea. I think he should be permanently assigned
to
China.
He could be the White House correspondent to China.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, we got to hit a quick break here. 272-9228. Y'all hold your positions on hold here during this break. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. Whether you're looking for exterior or interior paint and stain supplies, New Look Decorating is your local choice for those supplies. Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the owner and manager, respectively, both paint specialists in their own right. They can help take that inspiration. And, I mean, who's not going to be inspired now? You're sitting at home all day. I'm sure this is happening to you.
I was just thinking that, Joey. You don't have anything but time right
now. That's right. You can watch the paint dry.
Yeah, so if you want to redo that, you know, living room or the kitchen or the bedroom, repaint it, why not call New Look Decorating today and get the paint that you need, and maybe you just have a general idea. Well, that expertise from Brian Carr and Brett Lanham can make that inspiration a reality. Their number is 271-0007, 271-0007, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. That's right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Y'all be sure to check out New Look Decorating Center, Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. Great sponsor here of News and Views. Again, more News and Views when we come back. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house. Having some fun and some serious discussion, too.
Yeah.
Interesting times indeed. Be right back. Yes.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time. Time.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
This song's good.
272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Co-host, my fellow host, Jack Campbell, on the phone with us here. He's sequestered at home.
How you doing?
We need to get you like a fancy headset or like Zoom or Skype.
Yeah, we could do some Zoom with him.
It'll take a little extra work, but I think we could. If this is going to go on for a few more weeks, it might be sound better than just a phone line here.
Yeah, we need to look into the Zoom because I've seen a couple casting things from that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be just absolutely...
Well, I've used it, and sometimes it sounds great, sometimes it sounds worse than the phone.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, this is a radio show, not a TV show, so why don't we need all that?
Right. Because I like to look at you when I talk at you, Jack.
Oh, yeah, okay, you poor soul.
Wait. Greg's got a vision. He's got a parody song that he's playing that you don't have to wear pants during your video conference. Are you fully dressed while you're talking to us here on these airwaves?
I'm sitting in my shorts, boxer shorts,
I see.
And a shirt.
Okay. I see. Well, maybe we don't need the video after all.
Yeah.
It's a vision, let me assure you.
What does Bugsy think?
He doesn't really have an opinion.
That's shocking.
Is he kind of done with you now that you're hanging around with him so much?
A little bit, yeah.
I think everybody's pets are looking at him like, when are you going back to work?
At least the dogs give unconditional love. The cats are probably like, why are all the annoying servants hanging out here all day?
Yes. I know that's what my cats are thinking. True. They're giving us dirty looks. Like, y'all got anything else to do?
272-9228. We got Jim here on line two. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm just here trembling in my house. It's the end of the world. We're all going to die.
Well, we all will die one day.
Eventually.
Yeah. It's a tragedy when anybody dies.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not trying to put anything in perspective, anything, but I was looking at the figures, about 189,000 cases right now in the United States, which is like 0.00063 of the population. Mm-hmm. And the deaths are 3,900, let's say, which is 0.000013. And that's still bad. I mean, that's people. But if you watch CNN, MSNBC, you think that every other person's dropping dead exactly. on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I made my run to Walmart in Prattville this morning. In fact, it was so slow, there were two or three registers with cashiers open.
What?
There's nobody in their line. Yes.
That's a shocker for Walmart.
Yeah. And there were not that many people in there. And I got everything I went for. It was there. It was in stock.
That's good to hear.
The only thing was out was the sanitizer. And that's it. And anything with bleach in it, clean and stuff, that's always, that's just. But all the food stuffs and everything were, and they're getting back. They had a whole row of paper towels, a whole row of toilet paper. I mean, the meat case was stuck. So, you know, people have calmed down now. They built up such an inventory, I guess, or they don't have any money left. But, I mean, it was, and I got in there and got out.
Well, I think the important
part. And I ran it.
I was thinking the important part. You went this morning. I know I went to this yesterday afternoon grocery shopping. And, and things were, I mean, you had toilet paper and everything there. It wasn't overflowing with stock as it usually is. But, I went late in the afternoon, and probably most people had done their shopping like yourself earlier in the day.
Yeah, if I find out the one here opens at 7, if I get there between 7 and 8, it's pretty good. I mean, most stuff's in stock. But this one woman was talking to me, and she says, oh, man, this is getting terrible. I mean, you can just hear the fear that people are just going to drop dead everywhere. Yeah. You know, I mean, and it's the media. The headlines the last 2 days on the mainstream media, more people died than died in 9/11. Well, first of all, what in the world does 9/11 have to do with it?
Fear.
Those people were murdered by terrorists. What in the world does that? There's more people die from the flu every year than 9/11 every year.
Yeah. They're just trying to strike fear. They're trying to, you know, find that fear point in everyone and say, hey, we're going to push that button right there.
This is Trump's America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then say, more people than China and the United States now than China. Well, that's bull crap.
You believe those
figures coming out of China? You're an idiot if you believe China.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know. They murder more people every day than die.
Or you're a very smart person with a big paycheck from the Chinese Communist Party. Yeah. Maybe Winnie the Pooh's giving them out to local tacos. Yeah. Hey, Winnie.
Yeah. And then another one I saw yesterday, first time, about bodies piling up outside hospitals.
I saw that, too, in New York. They were talking about bodies piling
3,000 people, 39 people have died across the United States. We're getting bodies piling up. 2,500 people die every day from heart disease. Do those bodies pile up? You know what I mean? It's just, I get, that's why I don't listen to this stuff on here. It's just that even Fox, they're in it for the ratings.
Yep.
If you don't believe that, you're a fool.
You're right, buddy.
They're in it for the ratings. You know, and Tucker didn't let me down last night on Shelley's lead-in story. More people died on 9/11 than have done, you know, I mean, more people died than died on 9/11. He let in with himself, just like the rest of them. And he has these remarks like, well, that's what you're being told. Or, you know, that kind of stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, I'm going to listen to Trump and his team. And, you know, and I'm not going to listen to this other stuff.
Good idea.
Good point.
It's just foolish.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
Talk to you later, Jim.
Y'all hang in there.
You too, man.
Yeah, and, you know, the more you look at this, why do we complain about the national media so much? Because we want them to be better. Like, you want these institutions to be doing a good job.
Right.
But when you're doing sensationalism and playing things up, it makes it difficult to intelligently handle this real crisis. It's not just another political problem.
It's a real crisis.
Like, the Russia hoax or the impeachment. This is an actual crisis, and we got to deal with it. Yeah, and really, you look at the heroes of this response. What's given us some of the biggest gains here? Well, we've actually cut away or just ignored a lot of regulation.
Yep.
The private sector, once they realized, hey, this is the issue, they mobilized very quickly.
Yep.
It's incredible the amount of needed equipment we're producing. And medical personnel have been fantastic in this.
Absolutely.
And they're the folks that I feel for the most. They really are on the front lines.
People are letting them know how much we appreciate them. You know, they're getting meals are delivered to them frequently. There was saw a video the other day where they parked outside one of the hospitals, and I think during the shift change, the people in the cars kind of signaled the people in the hospital with their headlights and horns, letting them know, hey, man, we appreciate what you guys are doing. So I'm glad that we're showing that appreciation.
All right, 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. Go ahead, Jack.
Did you see where the mayor of Mobile, Sandy Simpson, is cracking down on big box stores for letting too many people in at one time?
No, but I could kind of see that for being.
How do you enforce that?
Just
stick a cop at the door. What are you going to do? Which, is that a really good source, use of our resources?
Right, and even with, like, this curfew, as the Chief Finley told us earlier this week, it's more educational at this point. They're not looking to go, you know, throw a bunch of people in the city jail.
Right, they don't have room there either.
Right.
Yeah, really.
The Ripley Street Motel would not stay again.
It just shows the limitations of government. Government, at the end of the day, is fear and force. You hope it becomes a bit more enlightened than that, but that's what their tools are, scare you and force you to do things.
That's right.
And you can't force too much. You can tell people to stay home. You can threat people with fines and jail time. But at the end of the day, you're not stopping a virus completely by that. It takes actual creative work by true professionals. And we'll see where this goes, but we got to hit this break. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. Jack Campbell, my co-host on the phone. I'm here in studio with Eddie Bader.
Hanging out.
I'm Joey Clark. Thank you for listening.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833... you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Jenny Key, the king of
This is Chance Inman, President and COO of Janie King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the king of clean.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's, Capri Holdings, parent company of Michael Kors, and Tapestry, maker of Coach products, have all now seen their credit rating cut to junk status. Fitch not only downgraded all three companies, but suggested the implications from the coronavirus for them could extend well into 2021. However, people are still buying groceries and household staples. Kroger says it's well positioned to support shoppers with pickup, delivery, and shipping to homes. Kroger says it's investing in special pay above regular wages for frontline hourly associates. Bernstein analysts believe your viewing habits have changed because of social distancing, and they see Americans more likely to be streaming programming, especially on Netflix, even after the health crisis has passed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Do you approve of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic? The big media and Nancy Pelosi are blaming him. Now you can let America know your opinion about President Trump. Vote today in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word VOTE to 39747. That's VOTE to 39747. And Newsmax will share the poll results with Congress and the media. It takes only a minute. So text VOTE to 39747 and let your voice be heard right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house.
Hey,
hey. Hey, Jack, you a Daft Punk fan?
Say that again.
You a Daft Punk fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I thought so.
It sounds genuine. Like, yeah. That's a real answer.
Real mainstream.
Now, how do you gauge my enthusiasm?
The tone of your voice.
Right. That right there said a lot. That spoke volume.
really? Papa B? Really, I was about to go to you, and you drop off. Oh, well, 272-9228. Now, one story I came across yesterday, and I mentioned it quickly yesterday, but didn't really have time to read into it, is this story coming out from the Inspector General. You remember Horowitz, right, Jack?
Oh, yeah, about the FISA thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all suspected that the ballyhoo, if you will, that went on with the Carter Page FISA court application wasn't a one-off deal.
Right.
And that is exactly what Horowitz's report has brought forth. And I'm reading from justthenews.com. That's John Solomon's new website. It's fantastic. Simple website, not, you know, cluttered with ads. It's Solomon's own reporting. It's really good. I'm reading right from it. It says the Justice Department's chief watchdog issued an extraordinary warning Tuesday that the FBI is failing to follow its own rules when pursuing surveillance warrants in sensitive intelligence and terrorism cases, confirming that problems first exposed in the Russia collusion probe extend to other cases. Inspector General Michael Horowitz wrote FBI Director Christopher Wray, who just looks like a smug a-hole. No. I don't know if he is one.
I when put he has money
that,
on it.
That look on him. Kind of like I can tell Jack's tone of voice. Yep. I just look at Ray's face. Like, what a smug.
That's what I think, too.
But Horowitz wrote to Ray in a management alert memo, sounds serious, that a review of more than two dozen Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant cases found agents were not complying with the so-called Woods procedures designed to protect American civil liberties such as during such probes. Now, my understanding of the Woods procedures, Jack, is that when you present, say, hey, we want to get a warrant on this guy, you need to present all potentially exculpatory evidence to the court as well. And it's meant to protect people so they can't, you know, pick and choose to make somebody and paint a picture to make somebody look terrible to get a warrant on them. And we haven't been following that in 24 different cases. And Horowitz only reviewed, what, 29?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you get further down this rabbit hole, they've been abusing this stuff for years.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No checks, no balance. I mean, who's being the watchdog to that, Joey?
Well, now I guess Horowitz is. And, you know, there's some folks that in Congress, even folks that were all about getting to the bottom of the Russia collusion thing, who are now like, well, we'll add a few more little methods and procedures in order to make sure American civil liberties, but we really need this court. Uh-huh. And it just doesn't, I don't buy it. I'm more in the Mike Lee, Rand Paul camp. You want to get a warrant on an American citizen to surveil them, you go to a regular court.
Right.
None of this secret court crap anymore, especially because y'all continue to abuse it.
Why do you think they developed that secret court, Joey?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. So there won't be,
no oversight.
That's right. Exactly.
Here is one thing that Chuck Grassley, after reading the report, said. He said the memo shows just the tip of the iceberg. Quote, not a single application from the past 5 years reviewed by the inspector general was up to snuff. That's alarming and unacceptable. The FBI has an important job to protect our national security, but it does not have carte blanche to routinely erode the liberties of Americans without proper justification. Oversight mechanisms like the Woods procedures exist for a reason, and if the FBI wants to restore its reputation among the American people, it better start taking them seriously. That is Senator Chuck Grassley. So I hope something happens here, but it's obviously not on top of people's minds because of this Rona outbreak, unfortunately. 270.
What's the name of Solomon's website, Joey? Just the News?
JustTheNews.com. All spelled out one word. JustTheNews.com.
Let me tell you, John Solomon and that, what's her name, Carter.
Sarah Carter.
Yeah.
Sarah Carter. They're on top of it.
They really are doing a great job. I really have come to respect Solomon, especially after they, in the impeachment inquiry hearings in the House, they're going after Solomon.
You know why?
Like, what the hell?
Why do you think that is, Joey?
Well, because he's actually saying things that are inconvenient to their narrative.
There you go.
Yeah, reporting facts. So
the canary is hollering in the cage.
It's just, again, the fake news is the enemy of the people. Mm-hmm. I thought that was over the top to begin with, but I'm learning, yes, they are, because they collude with government, the worst aspects of our government, to stop us from doing what we need to do. 272-9228, be right back. More news and views after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole.
all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and the entire team, they're still working, but doing it remotely from home. So there's a little bit of delay in their usual response, but they are still working, folks, still taking calls at 567-4223. We will get through this crisis. And what a lot of people are doing is getting in the queue for when mortgage rates move down potentially. That way they can get the best rate possible to refinance, and Kim Williams is looking out for folks in that regard. Also, if you're looking to buy a home, the market's still hot, actually, right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
Still a lot of business
hotter than a $2 pistol.
There you go. You need to get pre-approved, especially, you know, first-time homeowners. Don't go out there without a pre-approval letter. It doesn't help people like Eddie Bader here or any real estate
agent. It doesn't. That's going to be top five questions we ask, and then we'll encourage you, please go get one, because we've seen how many times people have waited a day or two to get their pre-approval letter, and they come back and say, okay, I got it. And we go, that's great, but the house you wanted is
right.
gone.
It's already gone. Yeah. And there's a reason. Usually when you find a house you love,
everybody does.
Everybody loves it. So,
and it's a tight market right now.
Who loves it?
Everybody.
Everybody.
So, Jack, you know, there is a difference, right? And
there is a difference in mortgage lenders.
It really is. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, you're looking to refinance, whether you're a veteran looking to take advantage